This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
All right. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. You're listening to BPN Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. This is Allison Kiever. I'm standing in for Dale Gentry today, and I'm your host for Prophetic Tuesday. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But we are delighted that you are listening, and this program is produced by Michael Schoenborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. We want to give a special shout out to our listeners who are joining us via Facebook Live. If you'd like to watch some of our segments that we do here at BPN Radio, just head on over to Dale Gentry's Facebook page and watch live. Prophetic Tuesday is our most listened to program throughout the week because it's obvious that people desire a word from the Lord. One word from God can change your life forever. All right, you guys, thank you so much again for listening. As I mentioned before, my name is Allison Kiever. My husband, Ian, and I host a show here on BPN. Oops, let's see. How do I stop that? I've got other music playing. Let's see. I'm going to try to... Hold on tight, guys. This is my first time running the controls. Is it over here? Sorry, guys. I don't mean to give you dead air. Nope. Now I can't hear me. Can't hear me at all. Can you hear me? Let's see. All right. We're going to try this. Make sure you can hear us. I can somewhat hear me. Let's see. I don't know what you turned down.
What now?
It's this one, I think. This one? Hello? Yep, there we go. All right, guys. Sorry about that. We are trying to get familiar with the controls here. Normally, I have my husband, Ian Kiever, here helping me. but today, I've got the wonderful support of Ruth and Taylor Gentry. And so, thank you, ladies, for helping me. As I mentioned before, my name is Allison Kiever. My husband, Ian, and I host a show here on BPN Radio called Marketplace Watch, which airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The theme for our show is We Dare Not Wait for the World to Come to Us. I believe that one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave humanity was not sight, but was vision. And God gives you that directly. Vision is seeing the future before it comes into being. It's a mental picture of your destiny. Oh, how beautiful is that? Just remember, a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she will not give you your vision. God gives you that directly, and he reveals it to you as you listen to him and follow him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. If God's given you a vision, you know that vision... If God's given you a vision, know that that vision will be accompanied by a passion, not just a mere interest. How many of us have thought that we were interested in something, but it fizzled out very quickly? What I can tell you is that wasn't the vision that God had for you, because God's vision is accompanied with a passion. Now, according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter or a book. It's a word from the Lord, only a small part of a much bigger picture. A prophetic word can be a now word, a future word, a confirming word, or a new word. As 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. You must receive this word with your spirit, understanding that your mind does not have the capability or capacity to receive the things of the supernatural. Once you receive it in your spirit, you need to take ownership of the word by writing it down and rehearsing it. I love that. Rehearsing it. After your prophecy has been received, you must then rest in that word. And I want to pause here because I see so many people who hunger for a word from the Lord, and they have been spoken to. They've been given that word, yet they forget to rest in that word, allowing it to soak into your spirit. Then wait for confirmation. Wait. That is the beauty. God's timing is not our timing. He doesn't have a clock like we have a clock, right? You have to wait and be patient because the confirmation will come. You must then wait for the fulfillment. Again, there's power in that simple little word of wait, right? Be patient. Be patient, but be believing. You know, I've had so many words spoken over me over so many years. And some that I've literally seen played out exactly how they were spoken, many that I have yet to still see come forth. But what I have learned is that God's timing and his will are always perfect. But here's the thing. I must make a choice to stand in agreement with his timing and his will. I must stand in agreement with his words. I must take the actions, my feet must walk forward, right? Necessary to see those come to fruition. And I must believe with my whole heart that he is perfectly planning his promise for me. Not every word has made sense at the time. In fact, most often I'll get a word and I'll try to receive that word. And because of where I'm at when I receive that word, it doesn't make sense at the time. But what it does require is that I dive deeper. It always requires me to dive deeper to understand him and his will. And that's what he wants for us. That's what he wants. He wants us to come deeper, right? So many of us are hungry for a word from the Lord, and he's right there with us always. James 5:16, the effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Having that said, let's pray. Heavenly Father, oh God, we just thank you. We thank you for being here in this place. God, we thank you that you are working out all of the kinks with our equipment. Lord, that you are moving and you will not be stopped. Lord, we thank you. We come into agreement with all that you have today. Lord, we know that you are going to speak words to many today. There will be names that will be called today, Lord, and there will be names that won't be called. But Lord, we are believing and standing in agreement that what you have to deliver today will be heard. Lord, we ask for eyes to be open so that they can see what you have for them. Lord, we ask that ears be open so that they can hear what you have for them. God, and we ask for hearts to be open so that they can receive what you have for them. Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you for allowing this ministry to continue to feed the hungry, continue to deliver your word. And God, I thank you for letting just a broken, messed up individual like me and my husband and my friend Taylor Gentry to be a part of this ministry, and that we can just be vessels, God, that we are vessels. Lord, I just want to be clear that nothing that is said or done here today has anything to do with me, God, that this is all you. All the glory goes to you, God. And I praise you for that. Lord, I praise you that you have removed every ounce of self, every ounce of pride, every ounce of ego, Lord, that you have removed that. And those who are listening today will receive. We praise you. It's in your sweet name we pray. Amen. Oh my goodness. Well, amen. Let's go ahead and get started. And I'm actually looking at my notes here, and I'm seeing that these are the wrong ones that I pulled up. So going to go to my trusty iPhone because I have my words there. that I want to share with you guys. So again, hang tight. I wrote them all down, but it is a lengthy, lengthy email because God was filling me up today with words for you. And so the first word that I have today is for Lori K. in Colorado. Lori K. in Colorado. God told me that tomorrow is a new day. Such a familiar statement for you. It's something that you tend to say a lot. But he says, no, my dear, today is a new day. A day that I have made. A day that I have made for you to do so much more than to just go through the motions. The motions of motherhood, the motions of work, the motions of being a wife. No more just going through the motions. He's spoken words to you. They were for you. And they were by him. And you keep saying, God, those words certainly aren't for me. And he says, oh yes, daughter, they most certainly are. No more letting the motions of the day rob you from the greatness that I have for you. Step into the words I have spoken to you with full trust and obedience. Yes, daughter, it's your time. It's your time to rise up. No more playing small, because you were never created to be small. He says, rise up. Your blessing will unfold in your faithful obedience. Lori K., I just pray blessings over you. I pray blessings over your children. And I pray blessings over your husband, over your home. May God put a hedge of protection around all that you love. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. My next word is for Nikki R. in Washington. Nikki, he says, I want all of those who are... Actually, this is something that he said that God said to me when I took Nikki's name to him. He said, I want all of those who are listening right now to really listen to this word because Holy Spirit has pressed it into my heart. And so this is really for all of, for many of you, maybe not all of you, but many of you, as much as it is for Nikki. And so whether your name is called today, whether you're listening to the words, listen to these words. These words may just be for you. He says, yes, that's how amazing and wonderful I am. The Holy Spirit is alive and well. And he doesn't have to call your name to deliver a word to you. You can hear a word and you can feel it in the depths of your soul. And you'll know that your name was attached to this word also. So Nikki R., Nikki, you are worthy. Worthy. That's your word. Worthy. It's your word for this season. Declare it right now. Declare it right now and say, I am worthy. You have to believe in the absolute truth in which he created you for. You're powerful, you're loving, you're giving, and you've been equipped. He says, kingdom builder, it is time to come out of hiding because you matter. You've always mattered. And I created you with such favor. No man or woman has more or less, but your favor is unique. Step into your favor. Let his love take you deeper and wash over you. Let him show you exactly how much you have been made for. Oh, Nikki, you are so, so worthy, worthy, worthy. Such a word that we need to repeat over and over and over again. You are worthy, beautiful daughter. Ah, my tummy is growling. Nicolette H. in Washington. Oh, sweet girl, you have been waiting on a word for some time. And I believe that today, what you're going to hear is a word of confirmation from the Lord. You have such an intimate and beautiful relationship with him. You allow him to fully father you. Fully father you. You allow him to love you and to lead you and to correct you. And I heard this scripture when I took your name to the Lord, Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Nicolette, when I took your name to the Lord, I saw, you're going to laugh at this, I know you are, I saw this little troll type figure that was hanging on to the back of your coattails. And he was very small and very insignificant, but nonetheless he was there. And he was hanging on, and he was hanging on super tightly. And you know it because you felt, you know he's there because you feel the tiny weight of him also. It's just enough to be annoying. He says, these are the sins of your past. The sins that I was bruised for, that I was punctured for, and that I died for. He says, daughter, it's time to come clean. It's time to come clean of all of it. These sins have no bearing on your life. They play no role in your life, and they have no matter in your life. You've been forgiven. It's time to come clean and let me wash these away. Give your full story to me. You will not be judged. Instead, you will be used. You will be used to set others free and to help others fully walk out this scripture that I have just shared with you. Nicolette, I also heard him talk about stewardship. Stewardship, to whom much is given, much is expected. Stewardship of your finances and your time, your giving, your love, your respect. You've been feeling like God has some blessings for you, and he most certainly does. But they're being blocked. It's time to pray into all of the areas of your life. You worship him with your lips, with your devotion. But what areas do you need him to come to? Where does your stewardship need to be stronger? Your blessings lie behind your faithful obedience. Laura H. in Washington. Girl, you have been set free. It is all over you. Your journey has not been an easy journey. But when you found him and you were baptized in his Holy Spirit, it all became so clear. All of the trials, the unanswered questions, the tribulations, you continue to put God first, and he is restoring you and rewarding your faithfulness. Laura, he says, go out and evangelize. The woman you sat next to the other day, the woman that you felt called to pray with, but something held you back. He said, that was me. I was telling you to go pray for her. Don't let the world hold you back. It's okay. Be obedient. And that still small voice and that nudge, that's me. That's me. You can trust me. Evangelize and share all the good that God has done in you, for you, and with you. Robert B. in Missouri. Robert, you're a man who is in constant pursuit of God's heart. And God is showing you what fatherhood is really supposed to look like. He's being the father that you've always needed. He said, the recognition of this world has no bearing on who you are. Keep seeking only the recognition of the one who matters. Pains of this world, they'll all be healed by God's presence in your life and in your heart.
No more suffering at the hands of those who choose not to follow the ways of the Lord. He's giving you permission to walk away. He's giving you permission to walk away from the self-destructive behaviors of the people that you have loved. It's time to recognize that He has greater work to be done in you and through you, and that it's not your job or your cross to bear to fix them or to save them. It is, however, your job, your cross to bear, to love them. But you must also love yourself. You have some kingdom work to do. Yes, you. Did you know that you have been chosen? You have been called worthy to do God's kingdom work. Yes, you. No more being distracted by abusive, one-sided relationships. It was never your job. It was never your job. Love them. But remember, it's not your job to save them. Rebecca and Jeffrey B. in Georgia. I heard the words marriage ministry when I first took your name to the Lord. And so I encourage you to really pray into that, because that was the only words that I heard at first. And then it turned to, yes, you have a heart for kids. And then there's a ministry wrapped around kids. And that ministry is starting to flourish. But it's been taking some time. And he says, keep going. Your ministry, yes, it's been stretching you. Yes, it's been stretching you. But be faithful with your offering. Continue to be faithful. God will honor your faithfulness to His calling and purpose on your life. Gloria H. in Iowa. Sweet, sweet, sweet Gloria. I see that you're constantly asking the Lord, Lord, show me how I may better serve you. Daughter, He is so pleased with you and your unwavering obedience. I kept hearing the word unwavering. Even when it calls you to be incredibly uncomfortable, you are unwavering. He continues to flood blessings on you and your household because you've been so faithful in pouring these blessings right back out. And I have to, sometimes I get pictures, and I saw the picture of the blessings, just like they were pouring down, kind of like a storm almost, but I don't know, like a good Texas storm, like, because after a good Texas storm comes lots of sunshine and it dries up really fast. But it was coming down, and you're just out there like unwavering, just shoveling them back out. Like as the blessings come pouring in, I'm just shoveling them back out. And like without question, you're shoveling those blessings right back out. And you know, it's because you know where your treasures are stored. And then I saw a tree when I took your name to the Lord in prayer. And it was a big, beautiful oak tree. And it had the most luscious of canopies. It was strong and sturdy. Yet there was a delicate beauty of the way that it just danced with the wind. It was located on the banks of a river. There was green grass all around. The sun was shining so brightly. The river was glistening. There was just the crystals off the river glistening. And he said, Gloria, the oak tree is you. You started as a small, tiny acorn, only filled with possibility inside. And your roots have grown deep so that they may provide so much for so many. And the scripture I heard for you was Jeremiah 17:8. He is like a tree planted by the water that sends out roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Gloria, thank you for your unwavering obedience. God has so much more for you, because there's so many more who need to receive. Jessica and Matthew in Texas. Oh, Lord, I just pray strength and blessings over this couple and their marriage. For you have created their union for such a strong purpose. Lord, I hear the scripture of Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, I pray for strength and trust and knowledge in these stretching times. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus, for being faithful to your promises. Even in the dark times, that your faithfulness to your promises. Lord, let us remember that what you showed us in the light, that we may still be able to see in the dark. Lord, and I pray that. I pray that sometimes we have to know the darkness. God, that your word says that sometimes we have to know the darkness so that we can appreciate the light. And I just pray that over Jessica and Matthew right now. I pray that they hold on to your promises, God. Thank you, Jesus. Rachel G. in Washington. Woo! I'm sorry if you're watching me on live. I am just like moving. Sorry when the Holy Spirit is like, I just can't stop moving. Rachel G. in Washington. This one, girl, this got me fired up. Like, this was like Holy Spirit. Woo! Okay. Rachel G., he has been breaking off some stuff. Like, lots of stuff. Yes, those are sins of the past, just breaking off of you. And lots of it has been breaking off lately. And I see them falling to the ground like a ton of bricks. And each one just absolutely just crumbles. Like, if you can imagine, you know, just that orange brick. And that when it falls to the ground, it doesn't just break. It's crumbling. It crumbles as it hits the ground. And you felt more free lately. Freer than you have in a long time. And he says, it's because you deserve this. You deserve this. This is exactly the freedom that Jesus paid the ultimate price for. And now it's time for you to go to the valley of dry bones. Prophesy to those dry bones, those dead dreams, just as Ezekiel did in Ezekiel 37:1-14. Dig up those dreams. Dig up those dreams that have been pushed so deep down that you thought the enemy had you thinking that they didn't even exist anymore, but they're coming back up. Go breathe life back into them. Command them to come forth. Resurrect those dead, buried dreams. It's time. It's time. There's room now. Yes, yes, all those bricks falling off, there's room now. The freedom that has come from those bricks falling off, it made room for the resurrected dreams to prosper. You're no longer tied down by the sins of the past. You have the power in you to speak to those dead, dry bones right now. I command them to come forth right now. Rachel, walk it out. Walk it out. He didn't give you those dreams to remain unfulfilled. Call them forth. Walk it out. Walk it out, girl. Ah, and this is where I wrote to myself, like, woo, I feel the fire of the Holy Spirit right now. Yes, we just praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for the work that you are doing and have done in Rachel and will continue to do, God. We just praise you. We praise you, God. Oh, we praise you, God, for your promises, the dreams that you sow into our heart, that no matter how hard the enemy tries, that he cannot capture and take away those dreams, God. Those dreams belong to you, and you have the power, God, and your power resides within us. Thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit that tells us that we can dive deep. We can go to that valley of those dead, dry bones, and we can speak to them. God, that we have that power that Ezekiel had. That power that lied in Ezekiel, it lies in us. And that we have that power to go speak to those dried up bones. God, and I hear that for so many right now. So many who are thinking, yeah, I had a dream once. I had a dream once. But it got stolen. It didn't get stolen. It never got stolen. It tried to get, you know, hidden up, like somebody tried to hide it, but it didn't go anywhere. It didn't get stolen. And you can go speak to that dream right now. You can call it forth. You can call it forth and command it and take hold of it. that dream, it's for you. Yes, that dream, that very specific dream, it wasn't given to me. It wasn't given to Ruth or Taylor. It was given to you. That is your dream. That is your dream that you're supposed to walk out. And I just encourage you. I encourage you to command it to come forth right now. There's someone out there that you know that I am speaking to you right now. And I want you to just say it. Speak it out loud. I don't care where you're at. If you're in your car, if you're in the middle of a mall, I don't care where you're at. Just speak it out right now. Command it to come forth. Command it to be seen. Command it to no longer stay hidden. And command it that you speak breath. You speak life. You speak life back into that dead, dried up dream. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Vicky Moore in Oklahoma. Girl, I heard the word favor. Highly favored. That it's your time to walk out your uniquely and divine favor uniquely. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? That God doesn't have a conveyor belt. That when he formed you, you were formed uniquely. He knew you in your mother's womb. He created you for a special purpose. You're not a conveyor belt, Vicky. You're not. No. The favor that you have seen poured out on others. There's favor that you've looked at others and you've said, oh, they have so much favor. You have that favor too. God doesn't, he doesn't give you more favor or less favor than anyone else. And you have to believe that those that you look at who you see as favored, you have to believe that, Vicky, you have that same favor. You have that same favor. And I just encourage you, right now to own that favor. And to speak it out, you know, I feel like that's what the Holy Spirit is telling me a lot with these words, guys, is that you have to receive it in your heart, but you have to speak it out. Don't be afraid to speak it out. You know, that's what he wants. You know, don't worry about who in this world is going to judge you. That doesn't matter. Their judgments don't matter. In fact, what most people will do is they will secretly look at that as and think, how courageous. I could never do that. But you're going to show them that if you can, they can. That's what this is about. That's what faithful obedience is about, is that when you do something in faithful obedience, it shows other people that they can do it too. You know, ministry is happening all around us. You don't have to go into the four walls of church to experience ministry. You could be walking out in ministry right now by being the person who shows someone else, just walking down the street, the love of Jesus. You know, share your smile. Share your smile with someone who needs it and show them the love of Jesus. I pray that when people look at you, that they go, something's different about that one. Something's different. And they dive in and they want to know more. And they come to find out that what's different is that you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And all you are doing is walking in faithful obedience. That what makes you different is that it has nothing to do with you, but it has everything to do with the price that Jesus paid for your salvation and for their salvation. It's about obedience. Okay, now I lost my spot. let's see. Okay. Whew, got on a tangent there. Sorry, guys. Okay, so this is good. This is good because I was sharing this with Taylor earlier, and this is going to go off of, you know, prophesying over a particular name right now. But I have to tell you that I woke up at 5:30 this morning. I never really sleep much before Prophetic Tuesdays because I pray over the names and the Holy Spirit is just, he's stirring in me. And I just know that when you submit your names here to this ministry that you are prayed for, you are continued to be prayed for, and that we take it very seriously, that this is about you. And so please know and hear my heart on this, that I'm sharing this because it was something that God gave to me this morning. And I just knew that because it spoke so deeply to me that I was supposed to share it with you. And like I was sharing with Taylor that, you know, our God is, he's our father, right? He's our Abba, right? He's our daddy. He's our papa, right? When we say Abba, father, it's like saying daddy, right? He loves that. He loves that. You know, I don't know about you, but if I reach up to my earthly father and I say, father, hold me, there's something different when I say, daddy, hold me, right? There's something different. And when you call him Abba, that's what he hears. He hears daddy. And because he's our father, he's our amazing father who not only leads us and loves us, but he also sometimes offers us correction so that we can remain on the path that he has set for us. And so I felt really compelled to share this with you this morning. And I know that there's someone out there just besides myself that really needs to hear this. So I want to share with you a piece of scripture that was a part of my devotional this morning. And it's 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith, whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. And this scripture calls us to examine ourselves. And so today I want to encourage all of you to do a little self-examination and see how well you fare. Because it's something that I already did. And I can tell you that when I asked myself these questions and I really had to think and pray about how I can be better. But understand, it's not about being better so that you can earn something. I'm not trying to earn a better place in heaven, or I'm not trying to earn more favor. I'm not trying to earn his love. It has nothing to do with earning it, but it has everything to do with loving him. So I don't do it because I want to earn something. I do it because I love him. And I think about that, and you know, think about that in other relationships of our life, right? Are we doing something for someone that we love because we love them, or are we trying to receive something from them? Do all things in love, right? All things in love. So here's some of the questions, and I'm going to actually speak a little bit slower than probably I normally do. Some of you are like, God, man, girl can go. But here's some questions because I encourage you to write them down. So the first one is, what do you give to God financially? Since actions speak louder than words, take a look at your financial giving and see what it reveals about whom you love the most. What do you do with your time? Do you make spending time with God a priority? Or do you make checking Facebook, watching TV, cleaning the house? Insert your thing here. Do you make those things more of a priority? And I'll be very transparent with you guys because, again, I don't want you to think that anyone is standing here trying to be holier than thou. That you know, because none of us have arrived. Mm-hmm. This spoke to me because I have an awful habit of the first thing when I wake up in the morning is I look at my phone. And I try really hard to go to my daily scripture app, and start there. But more oftentimes than not, I see the little red bubble on Facebook or in my email that just boop, grabs my attention to go over there. And I find myself on this rabbit trail of, where did the time go? Where did it go? And I actually added in here cleaning your house because those who know me know that I was raised that if God gives you something, whether it's nice, whether it's broken, no matter what it is, it was given to you by God and you better take care of it. And I think that's something positive that was instilled in me but not to the sense of what it will sometimes do, which is rob me from spending time with God. Because I'll get out of bed, and maybe sometimes I've read my scripture, maybe sometimes I've beat myself and I've gone into Facebook and I've gone down that rabbit trail. And then I go into the, okay, let's, before the day starts, let's just, you know, start with a clean house, a clean slate, so to speak. And I think about that, and I thought, that really gets me, because who do I love? Where does my clean slate really come from? And I just wanted to share that with you, because, like I said, I wanted to be transparent about that and know that we're all on a journey, right? And but that's why we need to ask these questions. We need to hold ourselves accountable, right? Because it's not about someone else holding us accountable when it comes to who we love. We have to hold ourselves accountable, because our actions speak louder than words. So here's the next question. What do you do to serve others? What do you do to serve others? It's amazing how many people claim that they love Jesus, but yet they never have time to serve him. They never have time to serve in their church. They never have time to go on a mission trip. They never have time to go underneath the bridge and give socks to the homeless. They never have time to just be on the welcoming committee at their church. What do you do to serve others? And when you pray, what do you pray about? Do you pray about yourself, or do you pray about others? You know, I think about that, and you think about, who do you love? Who do you love? God calls us to love others. He calls us to love ourselves too. But I believe there's a particular order. And he also calls us to love our enemies and pray for our enemies. Right? Remember, it's easy to love those who we love. It's not always so easy to love our enemies. But we're called to do so, because that's how we show him that we love him. The next question. What personal sacrifices do you make to serve the Lord? How long has it been since you gave something up or changed your schedule to help someone else, or to walk in obedience to God's plan? Can you honestly say that you are picking up your cross and dying to yourself on a daily basis? And I'll be very honest with you guys. That is something that I actually pray that I can teach my children, is that to each day we pick up our crosses and we die to ourselves, and that we love and serve others, especially when it's not easy. Okay, here's the last one. What do your spending habits reveal about you? When you look at the money you spend on hobbies, personal possessions, and other non-essentials, and then compare it to the amount of money you invest in the gospel, what does it reveal about your love for God and concern for others who need to hear the saving message of Jesus Christ? You know, most of you know my story, and that I was an atheist for much of my life. And so I came into the faith having a very bitter outlook on what people did in the ministry, and that they must just be there to take money. And then my eyes, it was like the veil was lifted to realize that ministry takes money. It takes money to go out and help others. It takes money to go out and serve others. It takes money to go out and give to others. And if I've been given a little or a lot, isn't it my responsibility, if I'm going to show God that I truly love him, that what he has given me, I'm willing to let go? You know, we heard Pastor James this Sunday talk about opening our hands, right?
A clenched fist cannot give, but it also can't receive. And so we must open our hands, and we must be willing to give. We also must be willing to receive so that we can give. Isn't that a beautiful cycle? And, you know, as you think about these questions and your honest answers, just remember that those remain between you and God. Those remain between you and God. It's no one's here to judge you. You know, no one's here to make you feel guilty or feel bad. And, but again, these are questions to hold you accountable. And it's easy to get wrapped up in life and think we're doing enough, right? It's so easy to think that we're doing enough, but are we? Are we doing enough to show the one who paid the ultimate price that we love him and he means everything? Because one day we're going to be called home, and I pray that when that day comes, I can look at him and I can know that while I was here, my actions spoke louder than any words that I could ever spoke. And I want to be true and clean with that. Because I don't know. I don't know when he's calling me home. I don't know when he's calling you home. And so before I go, and I've got a couple more words, and I know time's running out, but I want to pray. I want to share this prayer with you, this prayer this morning. Father, I come before you now as humbly as I know how. And actually, can you repeat this prayer with me? Can you just repeat this? I'll go slow so that you can repeat it with me. Father, I come before you now as humbly as I know how. And I ask you to shine the light of your word into every hidden place of my heart, to reveal my true motives. Disobedience produces self-deception. And Father, I realize that actions speak louder than words. So often I praise you with my lips, and yet my heart was far from you. As I rationalized and justified my self-seeking priorities with self-deluded excuses for being a lover of self more than a lover of God. Holy Spirit, I ask that you help me judge myself and lay aside every weight and sin that can so easily trip me up. More than anything, God, I desire to please you, to honor you. Jesus Christ, who gave his life for me, I yield to your transforming power within me more than ever before. I love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Nicole R. from Washington. I heard the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I heard this scripture for you also, Romans 8:28. And just so you guys know, like, Romans is one of my favorites. And then 8:28 is especially. So at first I was like, is that for me? Because I love that one. No, it was for you. And he said, and just so you know, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. You question your calling because of the newness of your faith and your age. But remember, 1 Timothy 4:12 reminds us, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young. But set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. It's time. It's time to stop questioning, because he's been calling you to go deeper into your calling of ministry. I hear that ministry, it's spoken on you. He's speaking it to you, that you have a ministry and there's a special, like, niche that you have of taking that joy that is just constantly on you. I mean, I don't know that anyone would ever see darkness through you, because it just radiates. It's like a fortress. It's, you know, you can't penetrate it, that joy. And it's that joy of speaking into others. And he says, remember that when I am in you, I guide you. I am your helper. I'm your comforter. I am the great I am. And I am within you.
walk forward into your calling and into your gifting. Not many have what he has poured into you. Mm-mm. It's a special kind of favor. No more excuses. He says, don't look back. Stop looking back. That's not where you're going. And he said, even though it will get hard at times, just remember these words. Don't quit. Ashley C. No more playing small and playing victim. He says, you know that's not who you are. So no more feeling sorry for yourself. Yes, life has delivered you a few hits recently, but that's not who you are. And he's reminding you that in the valleys of life is where he takes the opportunity to grow you and to grow our faith. He says, keep your eyes focused on me. Trust me, Ashley. And Ashley, when I took your name to the Lord, I saw you standing in the middle of a very lush forest. Because I don't know, I have to use my hands whenever I see a picture. I don't know, when it's something that comes over me. But I saw you standing in a very lush forest, and it was a rainforest. But it was beautiful. And I don't know what time of season it was, but it was the season where, like, everything's in full bloom. And so it was really thick and lush. And there was these amazing colors. Like I could smell what it smelled like of the flowers and had the fresh dew on the ground of the floor of the rainforest, and such beautiful colors. And you could just sense all of God's sweet creation all around. And it was you. It wasn't me that was standing there. It was you. But I wanted to really paint that picture of kind of what you're standing in. And then off in the distance was a great mountain, like a great big, huge mountain. But all you could see through the trees, because again, remember, it's a rainforest, so it's very lush. All you could see through the trees was the peak. And you thought it seems so far away, because here you are in the middle of a forest. And yet there's something in you that's telling you and calling you and guiding you to go summit that mountain. And the mountain gets closer with each step, yet it still feels like such a trek. And he says, the mountain is within your reach. It's within your reach. It's all about your perspective. And it's entirely up to you how quickly you arrive and summit that mountain. You must put in the work here in the valley. You must clear all the garbage of the past and get it out. Like, hatchet through the inequities. All the inequities that have been, the word curses, the words of death that have been spoken over you, just hatchet through them. Hatchet through all of those inequities and march forward. He says, it's all up to you, Ashley. And here's the scripture that I heard for you. I specifically heard Ephesians 6:15. Ephesians 6:15 says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. It's important that you arm yourself daily with the full armor of God. Please don't get me wrong. Ephesians 6:10-18 is so important every day. But he specifically said Ephesians 6:15 because he needs you to focus on your feet and walking out the gospel of peace. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus, for that word. Thank you for that. It's a confirming word. It's a confirming word for you, Ashley. I feel like that's coming to you today at such a needed time. I've got more words, guys. I'm so sorry, but we are coming up on closing out the program. But before we do, I want to, again, say thank you to all of our loyal listeners and those of you who so faithfully tune in. Like I said, Prophetic Tuesday is one of our most listened to programs. And, you know, we only are able to do this through your offerings and your contributions. And so if it's on your heart and you feel called to give to this ministry, you know, this isn't about Allison. I'm just here to serve. This is not my ministry. This is the ministry of Dale and Jean Gentry, but ministering to so many out there. And so if you feel called to give to this ministry, there's two ways that you can do that. You can send a check, make it payable to Breakout Ministries. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Or you can simply go to bpnradio.com and you can click on the donate link. And there you can use your credit card, your debit card, or your PayPal. And so we just want to thank you for being faithful in your obedience. And thank you for joining us.